Welcome to the holiday edition of my monologues, I guess. And I thought I'd share where I'm at and what situation I was in a few days ago. And not, you know, massively problematic, but creatively, I was totally drained. I was looking forward to a holiday, certainly, and we only have one this year, which isn't to say I'm not kind of thankful, but there's a kind of a lot of importance to make sure that it is exactly what it needs to be, and luckily enough it is. But certainly the week up until I went on annual leave, I was drained. I wasn't really sure where to apply effort. I wasn't focused. I kind of did the things that I thought I should, but didn't really. The fire had died. It wasn't, you know, there were embers pretty much powering me through. And I lost my focus and forgot my mission, I guess, and hoped that I'd get it on holiday, and luckily enough I have. And certainly 5 or 6 days with very little planned in a wonderful agriturism in the southeast of Mallorca, and a constant supply of sun has enabled me to relax. I've read 2 books, one fiction, one non-fiction. Actually, the non-fiction I've had around my person for the last few months and just never got around to finishing it. And I'm so glad that I have done that now, and I can return to England with that done and that ticked off. But I use this time as kind of headspace time. I look at where I am and where I need to go. Not a lot of reflection actually on what I've done. And I guess I look more forward to thinking what needs to happen. And I do this in all manner of ways. I hired a bike to cycle around a area of Mallorca called Sacalobra, which means the cobra. I'd aimed to get to the top, but actually I left kind of in the middle of the day, didn't have enough hours, and it was a 4-hour ride and I had to call it short. But I got to a good spot, a nice place to turn around, just by a kind of bridge and a nice cafe, and that gives me a few hours to think and to try and understand where my head's at, where I want to go, and also the drive there and the drive back. It's an hour from here to the part where I set off, and even just driving time is time for me to think. And yeah, I will actually talk out loud to myself. I will. And I'll kind of blare out questions like, you know, why does this make me anxious? And what do I need to do? And then maybe some affirmations like, I believe this to be true, and this has to happen. For example, I was thinking about consistency. Everyone talks about wanting to be consistent. And actually, I think we aim to be consistent in the wrong places. For example, working at a design agency, we want to feel like we're running projects consistently. But actually, we are solving sometimes unique problems, sometimes not. But certainly unique partners that we're working with. Different people. And so aiming to be consistent with the types of projects may not be achievable, but having a consistent belief in positively changing how people work and what we're working on, and being consistent at always pushing for greatness, that might be where the consistency is, rather than things looking the same just so it's neat and tidy. So it got me thinking about that, and really I diverge and then I try and converge. I do try and think, what can I do next? What do I do? And I bring a notepad with me with... Hello, cat. I bring a notepad with me and I try and make bullet point notes. I try and just write whatever I can. And try and go back with a bit of a plan or a few principles or a mission or something like that. And my main mission has been to build up this design sprint business. And we're in a great situation now where we've got a new London studio. It looks great. I haven't visited it yet, but it looks like a fantastic space. And my aim for the next 12 months is to make that key base of operations for design sprints. And I need to do a bit of maths as well. I can only do so many design sprints in 12 months, and I have had this goal of saying, oh, once I've done 100 design sprints, then I'm an expert, it sounds good, it works, and that's going to take me an awful long time. So either I fit more sprints in, or I enable others to do so. And to be absolutely honest, I'm not sure the designers that I've worked with have been as fired up by the methodology as I have. And that's something that I've been thinking about. I think sometimes when you're asked, do you enjoy this? And depending on where you are in your career, you'll say, yes, this is good, and I'm glad that I'm doing it, and I see positive work from it. But I feel like that's what they're saying, and I'm not sure that's what they're meaning. And that's fine. That's fine for where they are. If this doesn't fire them as much as it does me, that's fine. That's probably why I'm in a good position to lead that effort and to constantly improve it and evaluate it and change things for positive good. So my main mission has been reinvigorated and reignited, and I've had a few ideas on how to make that so. We've been questioning, how do we make a design sprint by etch as etched as possible, or as good as we can? And we don't want to be compared by price. We want to be compared by how we can positively improve a business or a team working together. And it makes me think about hospitality. It makes me think about people leaving a design sprint. What are they left with? Was this a great experience? And I think I need to spend more effort on the non-work side of it. I'm not thinking, you know, this is, we have kind of fun stuff and loads of icebreakers and things. But I am wondering about where we can really change things up. But insofar as people would still pay for them. So for example, if we're asking for 2 days away with people, we found it a challenge doing it in their place of work. There's a somewhat a resistance or an ease to kind of opt out or go back to their desks, or I've just got to speak to someone about that. And so I'm interested in getting people away. And with the new London space, I think we could create an environment where they want to stay. And how could we do this to make it an experience worth recommending to people? You know, word of mouth is a powerful thing. And I am wondering about those extra hospitality bits. I'm not thinking you get a new kind of robe as you come in and there's massages and stuff. I'm not thinking of it as a spa break. I'm thinking more of it that in the work time you start solving critical business problems. But maybe in the off work time you are working better together as a team, or you're learning something new as an individual. Maybe someone comes and does a wine tasting, but the emphasis is on you don't know anything about wine and I'm going to teach you what to look out for. Or maybe everyone gets on a bike and we go see the top spots around the local area. Or maybe we learn together something that is far removed from work, but you can bring back into being invigorated to work together better. And that's what I think the design sprint really does. It enables teams to work together better. And I don't think there is work-life balance. I think there's just life. And no one really teaches you how to deal with all of this. You're not told at school how to manage yourself and work out what motivates you, enable yourself to breathe, understand that you need to stretch, and all these things. You know, I think part of this non-work experience should be, you know, how to stretch and try and apply these things to when you're back at in your place of work. Anyway, so I'm thinking about this hospitality side, and there's a few practical work things. I think day one's a bit too full on. I think if we take people away, no, they're not going to disappear, then I think day two can be a little more practical. We know that we need to start early. Some of the design sprints we've done recently, we've started like 10:30, 11, and we've really fought for time. And yeah, so I've had lots of thoughts and ideas about that, where to apply energy and focus, where to invest as well. You know, we ask why is the phone not off the hook and why aren't we getting constant emails about this? It's because we're not doing any paid advertising at all. We're not consistent at creating video content. And I'm not, again, talking about how each video looks. It's the consistency of outputting. It's always having something out there. And I think that's really important. And we've probably placed too much emphasis on learning from others and not learning from ourselves. And certainly when we came to pricing the design sprint, that was certainly the case. I kind of read up on how everyone priced it, understood what the going rate was, and kind of went for that. And that didn't work in our current maturity of running them. You need to start at a comfortable level and move up, not be at the top already. So lots to learn. And if anything, I just want to, on this holiday, recognise the learnings, have a few crazy ideas, and come back with a plan. I mean, another crazy idea is I push myself to get published in a few online publications. The Envision blog, the Muesli article that we did as well, and Proto, and I think UX Planet was the other one. So I've done that. I feel like that's done. And I could continue kind of pushing content there, or I could aim for a new high. What about something like The Guardian or the Financial Times or somewhere that might have a different audience? I don't want to speak too much to my peers. They already know what I have to say. So I need some more unrealistic goals, because the climb and the feeling of getting there is addictive. You know, saying we're going to do this, and a few people get worried, and then you actually do it, and that makes a big difference. So those are the kinds of things I've been thinking about, and I'll come back to England with a few bullet points. My fire relit, my knowing what I need to do, I need to network a bit more. Hopefully I can get to the Google Design Sprint Conference in October, but I know there's another one coming up. Thanks, Eduardo, for finding that one out. And there's other things as well. It's not just that mission critical work stuff, it's also life and listening to I just listened to the podcast that Matt Miller puts together on his GFDI show, and he was saying that one mission you can put together is reading 10 pages a day, and that would help me get through my kind of book collection, but also introduce habits like reading in bed before you go to sleep instead of looking at your phone and doing that kind of thing. So anyway, this is the holiday edition. I'll share more when I get back to the UK, but just to say the fire's been relit, the mountains I now know look ever bigger, and I'm looking forward to the climb.